Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Our mission and our vision here at Voice of Destiny is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to equip you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. I want to remind each and every one of you that this is a unique day for you, a very special day that God has made for you to explore and to pursue and to achieve the greatness that God has placed upon your life. And we are very blessed. I'm here today to have as my guest, I'm Dr. Teresa Scott, the founder of Humble Time International Women's School of Ministry. I've known Prophet Scott for well over 25 years, and I've had a chance to observe the great anointing that flows through her life to bring the counsel of God. And we are entering into a conversation here on Voice of Destiny concerning preparation for the atmosphere of the new year. And I've invited Prophet Scott to come in and to talk with us about what it is that God has shown her about the things that we, citizens of the kingdom, need to be doing to prepare for the great responsibility that is yet before us in the new year. Welcome, Prophet Scott, to Voice of Destiny. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. It is such a privilege and an honor to be here with you and all of the listeners out there.
Praise God. Well, I got to tell you that we are a people of destiny and purpose. And one of the things that we understand from observing the scriptures and God's dealing in our lives, it's very important that we don't slide into the new year, but we decide into the new year. And we decide by establishing what it is God wants us to do. We've got to understand what it is that God wants us to do, and this is why preparation for the new year is so very important. What is it that the Lord has given you and showed the body of Christ, the things that we should do to prepare for deciding into the new year and not sliding?
Well, one of the main things that I've been praying about this when you contacted me, and I know we hear it year after year after year, we've been hearing it for hundreds of years, mm-hmm. but the Lord prominently reminded me that he's coming back soon. And
yeah.
sooner than what we think. Of
mm-hmm.
course, we can see the signs of the times, you know, all the
mm-hmm.
things that are coming to pass mm-hmm. and transpiring, economy,
mm-hmm.
global issues happening.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, just remind them, I'm coming back soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to live in a state of readiness to be able to meet the king.
Mm-hmm.
And our lives have
true.
To be conducive to that. We're in the
mm-hmm.
kingdom of God. We're not in
mm-hmm.
religion and all those other things. We have a king
mm-hmm.
that we have to pay homage to and
mm-hmm.
be subject to, and there are certain
mm-hmm.
requirements that we have to do. So I don't know if he's going to come back in my lifetime or in the next generation's lifetime. I don't know. But all
mm-hmm.
I know is that we all have to leave this earth in a state of readiness, whether
yes.
it comes before
yes.
or after. And we're not to lose sight of that. There's so many things that inundate us and so many things that come to preoccupy our minds just living from day to day, and
mm-hmm.
we forget about that a lot. And
this is true.
He's coming back for his people, so we're going to be
mm-hmm.
in eternity longer than we are here on this earth.
Well, you know, that's the difference in the mindset from traditional religious Christians to kingdom-centric Christians, and that is that we understand that our destiny, our calling is in the earth. So we're not in such a rush to get up out of here. And we must also, like you were talking about, operate under the time sensitivity that Jesus could be coming back any moment. A twinkle of the eye is what the scripture says. But one thing that we do know, that we only have one lifetime in this planet. And so we have to actually treat it with a high regard, a high time sensitivity. So going into the next year is very important that we go in with a soberness and a capacity to be and to do what God has called us to do. What have you been led of the Lord to do to get God's wisdom about the new year?
Well, I was just so excited about the topic, which is about strategies for preparing for the atmosphere of the new year, and that word strategies has really just stuck out. The kingdom of God is so simplistic. We make it complicated, But God has made things so easy for us to understand in this word, and we want to add so many other things to it, and we just can't take the simplicity of Christ. And so even in our day-to-day walk, which is going to prepare us for next year and all the strategies that we have to deal with, now the kingdom principles are going to always work. The giving, the sowing, the reaping, and all those things are going to work. But there are two sides of that coin. There is God, and then there's us. Now, he's going to do exactly what he said. Every promise of God is yea and amen. He's going to do all the things. We do it his way, it's going to get done. But now he's put the responsibility back into our laps for us to do our part. And our part is to seek him. One of the things, it's quite a few, it's not a lot of things, but these are basic foundational things that we think, oh, I don't need to do that. I'm okay. You know, I'm going to make it in, you know, if I just do this and do that. Well, you got to realize, too, that God is concerned about you as a personal individual. How you maintain your individual self. You know, we're going to have to stand before him individually. There's not going to be a whole entourage of people around, no family or anything. And there's a work that he's given all of us to do. So one of the things is that we've got to bring closure to some personal issues. We serve a relational God. God is very key on how we relate to one another and how we interact. And as we interact with each other, we've got to be really true and honest. No more of this blame-shifting, you know, things that we do, or if you hadn't done this, I wouldn't have done that. You know, we got to take ownership of our choices, ownership of our decisions, how we respond to things. And so we've got to really deal with some unresolved relational issues, things that people have done to us. We can't control other people, but we can control and deal with our own responses to it. And the Bible tells us to live at peace with all men. You know, as much as lies within you, be at peace. Some people don't want to be at peace. And you got to make some decisions in this new year that there may be some relationships you may have to let go of, or there's some relationships that you need to state where you're going to be coming from and not continually open yourself up to all of the idiosyncrasies and the mediocre things that come that mean nothing. And so we got to say, look, I'm not going to continue in this drama, the conflict, all of this other stuff. I'm going to resolve to make peace, and if you don't want to be at peace, I'm going to have to go on.
So, well, Luke tells us in Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 32, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be paid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because he is the kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. And what we learn from this, brothers and sisters, that in preparing for the new year, who we are tied to, through covenant love or through carnal hatred, helps to define who we are. Crossing over into the new year, we want to be in the full manifestation of the person that God has called us to be. So this is going to require each of us, Prophet Scott, as you were talking about, to make sure that the order of our lives are in place for the new year. And that requires of us to take an examination of our relationship with our brothers, our sisters, our spouses, our pastors, those people that are tied to us, and those people that are help defining us by reason of the very relationship that we have with them. We want to take inventory and make that bedrock number one, that we begin to examine and prepare ourselves to cross over into the new year to make sure that those years are right. We are talking today, brothers and sisters, about preparing for the atmosphere of the new year. In order for us to do that, we must hear the word of the Lord and align ourselves with that which is of kingdom. We'll be right back after this destiny break.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our guest today is Dr. Teresa Scott, the founder of Humble Time International Women's School of Ministry, a prophet of God, a teacher unto the body of Christ. And we've been discussing, Prophet Scott, about the things that we need to do to prepare for the atmosphere of the new year. And you established one of the first things, and that is that we need to get relationships right. Our relationship with God, which is our horizontal, vertical relationship, and then our horizontal relationships, they do really affect our ability to move into what God has assigned and spoken to us about. What steps can we make, Prophet Scott, to make those relationships right?
Well, one of the another thing we can also do is live a life that is uncompromising, being true to ourselves and true to God, being the real people that we need to be, because there's so much that causes us to want to live a counterfeit life or a compromised life. I'm reminded of in the book of Daniel, the first chapter, when Daniel and the other guys were caught in captivity, held in captivity, and it said that Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and the wine. But the part that I want to bring out is that he resolved not to defile himself. And so there's so many things that pull us in different directions in the world that we're really going to have to create and walk our own chalk line. There has to be a resolve in us in this upcoming year to really be the people that God called us to be, that we don't compromise our walk with God, because God is going to take care of us. We're going to have many challenges coming up in 2014, but I believe that 2013 has prepared us for what is coming in 2014. It's going to be one of our best years, but it's going to come with challenges, and it's going to come with us being true to ourselves, and if we're going to be people of God, then that needs to be seen. It needs to be manifested, and so we've got to make decisions of not to be defiled with so many of the worldly compromises that come our way.
So we're talking about us, along with building redemptive relationships, we have to stand up in an integrity that matches God's laws. The Bible tells us in Matthew 6 chapter to seek first. This is Jesus' word. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, and this requires us to pursue right relationship with God. And I have a joke with my son, my youngest son. He gets up every morning and he says, "Mom, I love you." And then he says, "Oh, Dad, I love you too." Okay? And I respond to him. I said, "Prove it." Because I already got proof that I'm number two. Prove it. And, you know, God wants proof of our righteousness. He wants proof. You know, faith without works is dead. And so when we talk about, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, God knows me. God knows my heart." Yeah, he knows sometimes my heart is wicked. That's why our behavior is wicked. And so God wants us to seek alignment, which is one of the first principles of consecrating to God, you know, is seek alignment. You know, seek repentance, you know, which is a change of mind, you know. And this was Jesus' message of the kingdom. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And in order for us to walk in kingdom, it's going to require mind change, thought change, the way we believe about things in order for us to really walk in kingdom, because God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, you know. And a lot of times what we think is right, God calls it wrong. And that is what makes it sin. Sin is not sinful because it's icky and bad. It's sinful because God says do something at this level, and we do something below that level. The word for sin in the Greek is harmatia. You know, it is a missing of the mark, and it's very important that we, as the saints, begin to learn to tap into what it is that is right before God. What is it the Heavenly Father wants us to accomplish in the counsel of His will? We seek to know what is right before God, because a lot of times what's right to us, prophet, is wrong to God. You know, what's right to our culture is wrong to God. You know, what is right to our government could be wrong to God. And so we have to really pursue, as you were talking about, the character route to allow God to change us and to develop us into the vessels that he wants us to be. And this takes the grace of God. It takes us exerting our willpower, but willpower is not always enough to overcome the wrongs in life. We need the grace of God that helps us to overcome and to walk in the way that God wants us. So what have you found, Prophet Essential, to helping people to change their patterns? Because a lot of times we are the way we are because we've been doing this for years. How do we move into that change? How do we chalk out our course and get in alignment with God?
Well, you're hitting it right on target here to stop on the broadcast, because there are so many things that we've got to change our minds about. It all starts up in that head of ours. Changing, because we've been in society, we have our different cultures, as you mentioned, and we've got to be open enough to want to change. I mean, we're in the kingdom now, okay, kingdom, not in just church. We're in a whole different dimension, a whole new way of living. We can't go by what we feel and taste and touch. We got to go by what we know and what God has said. And so a lot of times when we have these things that come up in our lives, we find ourselves being in a very weak state. We don't know how to handle it. But I'm reminded of what he told Paul about that thorn that he had in his flesh. He said, "My grace is sufficient." And we got to embrace the grace of God in our weak areas. It's okay to tell God, "I don't know what to do." And actually, it's okay to tell other people, "I don't know what to do." If we really want that change and walk in that mindset and that authority and all those great kingdom things that God has bestowed upon us, we've got to realize that my way is the weak way. What I used to do is the weak way. That, you know, it's not getting it. Yes, we may have, you know, been wheeling and dealing all those great things, but now I'm dependent on God for this. God, help me to think the right way. Change my thought patterns. Help me to perceive things different. Help me to interact with people different. Some things that we've been teaching in the kingdom also, too, Dr. Hopp, is that, you know, you just speak it, you decree it, and you declare it. Well, that is good to a certain extent, but if we don't submit to God to know what to decree and to declare, those are just words that's going out in the atmosphere and they're not landing anywhere. And so we've got to ask him, "God, show me what I need to do," because everybody's situation is different. We're in this economic time right now where nothing is stable. Nothing is stable but God. And so for us to really overcome all of that, we've got to get the mindset of God. We've got to get the wisdom from God, the knowledge from God. "Lord, I don't know how to do this. I used to do it this way, and it used to work. And now we're finding out those things don't work anymore. So what do we do?" We say, "God, I need you to download into my mind. Give me the wisdom. Show me how." And also that takes us being able to embrace new things. I wanted to mention also about embracing the technology, embracing, insight into how to do different things. Because for some reason or another, we think we know everything, but we know nothing. I mean, we've never been this way before. And it takes God downloading all of that to us. Another thing is that we got to change our default. We have a way of always going back to the same thing again. And it's just like when you're on the computer and you're typing up something and it has a specific default that you go to, and sometimes you got to go in and change the font type. Well, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to change our default. We can't keep going back to the same thing. It has to be a change there. And God has given us what we need to do to change. But he said his grace is sufficient. And, and he has what it takes for us to make it through difficult times, to make it through times when you've done everything, you're standing, you're doing all these great things. And now what do I do, God? Your grace is going to get me through this. You know, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. Things are tight out there in the world. We're going to feel that. We're going to feel it. And so we're going to need the grace of God to get us through it. And and I know that God just wants to just show off in his people. He really does. But it's going to be shown in our weakness. He says he is strong where we are weak.
Yeah, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. We've been talking about preparing for the atmosphere of the new year, and we are the royal priest that God has invested in the earth to show forth his praise, and so we need to tap into these strategies about how to decide into our new year and not to slide. We'll be right back after this Destiny Break.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision here is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. We have our guest, Dr. Teresa Scott, an anointed prophetic teacher of God who has been used of the Lord to bring people out of mediocrity into excellence, to walk in the integrity of God's will and plan for their life. And we've been talking, Prophet Scott, about the importance of deciding into the new year and not sliding, because we are people of responsibilities. Our lives are attached to other people. You know, what we do not only affects us, but it affects our children. It affects our members of our congregations. It affects the people that are in our communities, because we are the salt of the earth. How do we come into a sense of responsibility that we need to know God's will for our new year, not just because of ourselves, but because of those that yet we're responsible to minister to and that we're responsible for being examples to?
Well, one of the things is that we've got to be, as I mentioned before, being true to yourself and true to God, being a person of integrity. And also we've got to consider that our lives are on display. Everyone looks at us. They're looking at the people of God. You know, we say all of these things, but they're looking, does your God really exist? Does he really make a difference? You know, you're telling me that God loves me. You're saying all these great and wonderful things, but has he really made a difference in your life? And he has. He really has, but we need to display that. One of the things also, Dr. Hoff, is that we've got to behave ourselves wisely in the world. Our actions speak louder than our words. We are a living epistle in the earth, and people read us more than anything else. And so if we say we're going to be this and do that, we've got to be a people of our word, and we've got to do that. Another thing, one of the strategies for preparing for this upcoming year, and this is going to be a phenomenal year for the people of God, but we have to do it God's way. No more perversion, no more hypocrisy. We're going to be the real deal. We're going to be the real thing in the earth. We're going to walk in power and a demonstration of all of that, but that's going to cost us something. We talk about the economic things that are going on in the earth, and I so thank God for how you bring that out, kingdom principles and the economy and all of the strategies, the people that you have on your broadcast that gives us great insight. But when you think of this economic thing, we're going to have to come into some discipline. Society teaches us whatever you want, get it. You know, I'll give you a credit card. You don't even have to work. You just get all this stuff with nothing attached to it. If you can just make a payment, you can get whatever you want. And that's not what we do in the kingdom. That's completely different. We've got to have better stewardship over what God has already given us. There's got to be much more discipline. We also have to realize that we need to invest in things that are profitable. Many of us have enough. We have enough to make it. We're not naked. We have clothes. We have transportation. And I'm not saying that God doesn't want more for us, but we've got to learn how to be content at some point.
Well, we've got to think beyond ourselves. You know, we have to understand this privilege comes along with a tremendous amount of responsibility. But especially us Western Christians, you know, we are so disconnected from the suffering of the saints on the other part of the world that our pennies are dollars to them. No, our pennies are hundreds of dollars to them. And that we can invest a little amount of our time and our talent and our treasure to change the other parts of the world, knowing that in the laws of God, the seed time and harvest, what we sow, what we become to other people, God is free to become that to us at a multiplied level. And so we must begin to get a target for manifesting in this world in a way that will bring us the kind of harvest for kingdom purposes. You see, the opulence, the favor, the influence, the power, the dominion that God has given us, he gave it all to us for the purpose of serving. Jesus said if we're going to be great in his kingdom, we've got to be the servants of all. And it's very important that we do get marching orders about what it is that God wants us to do to change the world. See, a lot of us, we get so obsessed with our life and our growth and our prosperity that we get in the way of God being God to us. We get in the way of God being God to us, and as a result of that, God is not able to do the job because somebody else is doing it. And they're not even doing as good a job as he would. And so I believe God wants us to come into understanding about what is Heavenly Father's assignment for me, because I'm a kingdom citizen. Everything that I have does not belong to me. It belongs to the king. So what is it that the king wants me to do with the time, the talent, the treasure, the favor, the opulence, the influence, the wisdom, the insight, the training he's given me? What does he want me to do with it so that I can make sure that I'm being honorable before the Lord? You know, when I think about the story about the talent, the one fellow who had more, you know, I mean, the one fellow who was doing nothing, he had all the complaining, he had all the false expectations of God, and he wasn't employing what God had given him. And I think that's very important, that a lot of times we look at what we don't have instead of looking at what we do have to walk in the fullness of what God wants us to do and wants us to accomplish. So when we're coming up to the end of the show, Prophet Scott, and I want you to give me your best strategies, you know, your best strategies for people preparing for the atmosphere that we have not covered. What are some of the things that we really need to make sure that we get it and that we walk in so that we can have some walk-away steps from this conversation?
Well, we have discussed quite a few things, but I want people to, again, to realize that God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Mm. You have exactly what you need in order to make it. And also that God is requiring some things from you that only you can do. He wants you to be more transparent in the earth. He wants you to show forth his glory in the earth. Another thing that you even brought out, Dr. Hobb, is that we've got to display these things and be what God called us to be. I want to encourage the people out there to know that God has gifted you, that you have abilities that the earth is waiting for. We need to see that. Walk upright with God. Be true to him and true to yourself. And God says, as we mentioned, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else is going to be added. Let's get right with God. As old folks say, let's get right, church, and let's go home. Get your house in order. And when we do those things, God is going to do his part. He's going to do exactly what he says. But let's be true to him so he can manifest his glory in our lives.
Well, Prophet Scott, I want to thank you for being with us. We're going to ask you to stay for one more show so that we can continue to talk about these kingdom strategies for preparing for the atmosphere of the new year. For those of you that would like to get a hold of Dr. Scott, founder of the Humble Time International Women's School of Ministry, you can reach her at humbletime.org. She is also the co-pastor of Growing in Grace Christian Center. You guys, what part of Virginia are you guys located in?
No, we're in Maryland. We're
in Maryland. Maryland. That's right.
So Eastern Shore of Maryland, Eastern Shore of Maryland in Delmar, Maryland, and our website is GIGWC.com. That's Grow in Grace Worship Center, GIGWC.com.
Well, brothers and sisters, we thank you for joining us again today. We pray that God accomplish his mission to equip you to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Remember, the Voice of Destiny show is available to you 24/7 on voiceofdestinyonline.com. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com. We want to pray for you, so please email us at info@voiceofdestiny.org so that we can be praying for you as you're preparing to cross over into the new year. Remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has made for you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.